Blog Talk Radio.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
All right, welcome to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and I've got Ruth Ann with me tonight. Thank you, Ruth Ann, for acknowledging that. But anyways, Tyler can't be here tonight. He's actually babysitting, and I see that John, Big Johnny, I texted him, and he's not in the studio tonight. Kelly, if you're listening, there's John right now. Hey, John, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. We just thought we'd do a quick show tonight. We advertised. We got a couple things we want to talk about tonight. I've got Ruth Ann here with me. Say hi to Ruth Ann.
Hey, Ruth Ann. What's going on?
Hey.
All right, we got the hellos over with. Old Tyler's babysitting tonight. I haven't seen Kelly in a while, and Alan or Cody. So, but we're rocking. Diesel's doing okay.
Who's
just in case anybody's wondering.
Who's ahead, babysitting John. Tyler? But I want to know.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Probably his wife. But other than that, let's just get this show on the road. I'm kind of my mind's was really sidetracked right before the show, so I'm just trying to get my concentration back. But hey, listen, here's what the show's about tonight. There was an article on Live Trucking that stated CRST was granted an exemption by the FMCSA, which will allow a CDL permit holder to drive as part of a traditional team. Now, Johnny, this is what exactly, and Ruth Ann, in case you don't understand what I'm saying, what's going on is now if you get your CDL permit, you just got out of trucking school, the trainer up till recently was obligated by law to be right beside the trainee, the student, obviously for instruction in case something went wrong, yada, yada, yada. CRST's exemption now allows that trainer to just go to bed and allow the student to be a full-fledged driver, okay, on day one and run as a team, which, of course, the revenue, obviously, will be a lot more with CRST because now they can run 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 if they want to just try to push the student. Don't know how well that's going to work. Ruth Ann, what do you think of that?
It's scary. I mean, think about it. If a person doesn't have any experience whatsoever, then they are – training and evidently my mic wasn't right.
Okay.
They're driving and they don't have any experience and they're hauling 80,000 pounds and the trainer is in the bunk sleeping. I'd be terrified to sleep first of all. I mean, they don't even have any experience, none experience
let me ask you this even. How would you can let the student just drive, you can go to bed. If you were the trainer, would you want to do that?
No.
I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I would probably tell them I'm not comfortable with that as of yet. Let me see how this driver drives for the next, I don't know, 2-3 weeks or so until they have a few hours at least underneath them.
Johnny, you know me a long time. Now, say you've been driving tractor trailer for 10 years and you know me personally. I just get my CDL. Are you going to sleep while I drive?
No, absolutely not. In fact, I'd probably be digging my knuckles or my fingernails into the dash and I just can't imagine sleeping when you got somebody brand new behind the wheel. That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, what are you going to do when they're out in the snow going down the big hill? I mean, can you imagine trying to sleep? Really?
I mean, I don't think, and just my opinion. Now, I'm going to flip the coin here and defend this for a second. There is a point, and I remember when I got my CDL, my grandfather taught me. And there's a point where they just put you in that seat. And really, if something's going to go wrong, there's no way that they're going to be able to dive across and save the day. You know what I mean? There's absolutely no way. If you get that truck out of control, nobody's able to dive in the seat and get it back under control. So realistically, if you think about it, it really isn't. But personally, the one issue that I have more, not that the driving skills, obviously their driving skills are very minute, but the one thing that would concern me more than anything as a new driver, one of the things that's really hard to get used to your first so many weeks of driving is driving 10 hours, 12 hours, driving those long hours. That's one of the things. When I was a driver, I didn't have a problem. I drove in the winter, the whole nine yards when I was a young driver, as a novice driver. My issue was learning how to stay awake. And that would be my big issue if I was a trainer, Ruthann, if I was a trainer. And I had to, and somebody told me to just go to sleep while the student's driving. Absolutely, I agree with you. That'd be scary.
Extremely scary. Now you're saying that you can't, if something can't, as far as come up where to try and have that, like to prevent an accident or something like that. No, you can't jump across to grab control over the truck. But that extra set of eyes on a novice driver.
Right.
That can help them from seeing something that's dangerous. A newbie driver driving that much, they have so much going on. They're not thinking of every different aspect that they're trying to have that control, where an experienced driver can point out, hey, do you see that up there? Do you see this? Did you notice that? There's so many different things that way. And if there is something that they're approaching or, he can, I know as when you're training your kids, the first thing you're doing is slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to show them how to start preparing for that. Well, if you're in a bunk, you don't know they're not slowing down fast enough. And next thing you know, there's a rear end because you didn't help them with that forewarning or,
like an off ramp,
anything.
Well, think about it. Like you're a new driver and where are most rollovers
on the ramp? Yeah.
Johnny, what do you think of all this?
Well, I have kind of a little bit of a different perspective because, let's say they're over the road, it's after midnight, and starts rolling along. He just slept. He's fresh. That could be a time when you could actually get some sleep because, if there's no traffic on the road, you're on I-35 or something, and you're just rolling along, all you got to do is keep it between the lines. That would be the time I would sleep, when he's fresh, when there's no traffic, and it's relatively flat and straight. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to screw that up.
Yeah, no. Actually, there's also animals that come out at night that he might be one of those people that would do the jerk move where when they're coming and the deer comes jumping out, the driver will jerk the wheel.
The jerk move.
Jerk the wheel.
Is that in the handbook, the jerk move?
Yeah, it's in Ruthann's handbook. It's the jerk move where you jerk the wheel and the next thing you know, the truck is jackknifing or something like that. And also another thing, John, at night, if it's at certain temperatures, there's black ice you do not see. So depending on the type of time of year, it could be okay, but yet you still always have other things that still at night you're lessening the vision for that driver too.
And here's the other thing I will say. I mean, I'm not for, I would say at least the first 2 weeks of a student, I wouldn't want to take my eyes off because first thing I want to do is on day one, I want to see really what they notice. Like, for example, do they see the person that's getting ready to walk out in front of traffic? Or do they see that thing hanging down from the tree? Or do they see that something in the road?
Right.
Or, I want to be able to evaluate who I have to sleep while they're driving. And if I'm the trainer, obviously you're in charge. I believe now if there's a carrier telling me, listen, we now have exemption, and we request that you run as a team with your student. I don't know that I would at that point train, because as the experienced driver, like I said, I want to be able to evaluate the guy or gal that's going to be driving alongside me, that I am being forced into the bunk while they're going to be handling 80,000 pounds. You just don't know how they react. How, you know, are they going slow enough on the off ramps and on the on ramps and all that other good stuff. So I my personal opinion, I would want at least 2 weeks. And listen, I'll be honest with you, and defending the student, let me say this. When I was a young guy, I didn't have a trainer. Okay. I had my first job ever with Lentz Milling when it was a legal job, because like I said, my grandfather taught me, and then I got my CDL. And what happened was I went with a guy for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, just so that he can show me the ropes. He didn't really evaluate my driving or anything like that. I literally was thrown into the seat basically with no trainer. Okay. And I did fine. Never had a truck wreck ever in all my years. And I'll say that, you know, it's really, people are capable. If you look at some of the old timers, Johnny, you've heard the stories. Some of these guys didn't even have a driver's license, a chauffeur's license. And they were told, hey, just jump in that truck there and run to California. And these guys managed, and they did it. So people are capable of it. I just think that there's times, and I'll give you an example. If it's going to be mountainous driving, yeah, you might want to teach that guy how to come down the mountains. If it's icy out or snowy out, you might want to make sure the guy knows how, or the gal knows how to handle slick weather so they don't jackknife. And the night driving, like Ruth Ann was saying, you know what? You know, your first week or two out there, I wouldn't want to sleep at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd be like, one eye would be open. And John, especially if it was you driving, I don't even know, Johnny, if I trained you for a year, if I'd want to sleep while you drive, you know what I mean?
You probably wouldn't. I wouldn't. Let me tell you something too. Maybe call me crazy, but every time we have a show, I can somehow seem to tie all the shows together. Like we did the diaper show, and then we did the coffee show. Now I'm going to tell you how they tie together. Okay. First of all, I would want the student driver to gulp down like gallons of coffee. For that, he's going to need a diaper, and I'm going to need one too, because God forbid he jerks the wheel from a deer. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to clean up that mess. So it's funny how everything ties together. This show is awesome.
It is. It is. And Johnny, would you take the company issued diapers, or would you have customized?
He gets customized.
Oh, come on. You know I'm top shelf, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's not a brand name. I'm not wearing it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if Prada made a diaper, that would be for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those pull-up truckies. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Anybody else have anything else at all to mention about this? Again, I can see a student being able to drive pretty quick without supervision. I just think there's certain times, okay, that you'd want him to be in on that logbook without any eyes on him. And obviously we can name. And I'm hoping CRST has those same thoughts. You know, and I agree with Johnny. If you're on the open road and it's clear, you know, that's the best time to let somebody drive. And Ruth Ann, if you remember 22 years ago, I used to put you behind the wheel and I would sleep while you were driving across Ohio. So you do know exactly what we're talking about there. Go ahead, Ruth Ann. I know you're itching to say something.
I was just going to say they should actually have it up to the trainer. I mean, if they're the ones that are always in the seat, you can't sit there and take that control away from him. If he's sitting there not feeling comfortable, it's his life, and it's him that you're depending on to train that driver. It should be his decision when he should actually be able to go in the bunk and when he shouldn't. So if that should actually be, instead of CRST or any company saying, you need to, you know, we want you to go in the bunk and sleep and let them drive and work as a team, they shouldn't actually put that in a force. They should say that when you're comfortable enough, let us know and we'll have you run as a team at that point, whether it be a week, 2 weeks. Some drivers take the 2 months that it actually takes to do the quote training period. It takes them that long to really get comfortable behind the wheel. other drivers like you who have done it before.
Super trucker.
Well, you know, you have some of those guys that were.
I'm a super trucker.
You're not a super trucker.
I'm a super trucker.
You're super something.
I can drive anything.
You're.
I can back up better than most can go forward. I am a super trucker.
You're a super something.
Super trucker.
Super something.
That's me.
Yeah.
They call me 13-speed Troy. Ba-ba-bom, ba-ba-ba-bom, ba-ba-ba-bom.
Last night you were talking about diapers being called 13. So, you know, you have an issue.
Oh, yeah. My issue's not. Hey, guess what? Listen to this. I smell trucking.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you know if you bleed trucking.
I live for trucking.
When I slap you upside the head and your nose bleeds, and I can say, "Oh yes, that's a Volvo coming out your nose."
Super trucker. That's me. Yeah.
But I mean, I just think that they should, you know, it should be up to them because there's drivers that are.
I even swing my pickup wide. Guy, I'm listening. I swing my car wide. That's right. Sometimes I serpentine back my truck. It's only a pickup. Super trucker. Okay. Anyways, no, she's right, and I agree with everybody saying on the show here. Listen, real quick, got one last thing we wanted to talk about. You know, unfortunately, there was another shooting, and we're going to go ahead and switch. We're switching subjects here, okay? Officially. In fact, let me play a quick ad, and we'll come right back.
Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
Hey, drivers. How does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Hey, listen, real quick before we go on to the next subject, I just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow, September 29th, is National Coffee Day, and we have it on our somewhere. We posted it, or you can listen to yesterday's show, and we've got all the places that are doing free coffees or partial free coffees. Dunkin' Donut was like half. They were like 60 cents, 66 centers, but Krispy Kreme and the rest of them were all giving out free coffee and donuts. And, of course, Starbucks would never do that. But, anyways, just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow is National Coffee Day. Get your free cup of coffee somewhere because you heard it here on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Hey, moving on. Real quick, there was yet another police shooting in San Diego, actually in a place called like Cajon, California, Cajon, or it's, I think that's how it's pronounced, like K-A-J-O-N or something like that. Shooting of another person. I'm not going to use color on right now. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying a person was shot, okay, by the police. Of course, we don't know the facts, but. There's protesters blocking roads, I-8, they said, and State Road 67. So if you're in that area, you know, maybe you want to avoid those areas because obviously you've got a lot of angry people, and they're literally like hundreds or thousands. I'm not even sure, but I've seen pictures, pretty big crowd. They're literally standing in the middle of the interstate under the bridge. And I keep saying it, one of these days, somebody's going to plow through it and kill a lot of people. And I really don't believe, again, I'm not looking to get my opinions out there, but I just, well, I guess this is an opinion. I don't believe that you should be able to block the interstate. I think it's actually illegal to be on the interstate because I don't even think it's legal to walk on it or hitchhike on the interstates. That's why you never see it. But, you know, we can check the laws. Johnny, you got anything on that shooting at all?
This is the first I've heard of it, man. I haven't even watched the news, but I'm getting really tired of all these protesters blocking roads, burning stuff, shooting each other, you know, smashing glass. I mean, come on, really? I understand in many instances why they're upset. I mean, there are people out there getting shot for no good reason. You know, there's no doubt about it. It does happen. But, you know, there are other situations where it's a justified shooting, and it just seems to me that everybody protests all the time anytime a bullet flies out of a cop's gun. Okay, it's like the cops can't do anything. They can never pull the trigger. Well, I mean, it's ridiculous, man.
Hey,
I think the protest
I'll say this.
Is ridiculous.
If you vote for Hillary Clinton, you're going to get 4 more years of this same garbage. Exactly what you're seeing now. Scary times.
No doubt.
That's why.
No doubt.
And again, I'm not trying to be political, but I have absolutely no confidence in her at all. And maybe I shouldn't be saying that on the air, but I'm saying it. So it is what it is. Hey, listen, I think we should go ahead and wrap this show up. Ruthanne, what do you got for us?
There was something that I had read, and it said that when a person goes into a, like, instead of when violence is happening at a protest, it's not a protest anymore. It's a riot.
That's true. And that's true. That's very true.
Quite truthfully, right now, these aren't protests anymore because all they're doing is they're creating violence amongst not only themselves that are going on and doing that, because they fight amongst themselves because one's not protesting the way they want the other. You know, they're not doing it the way they want each other to do it. And then they're taking the chances of lives being in danger because they're walking on interstates. Not only are they jeopardizing their own life and so forth, but they're jeopardizing the lives of the people in the vehicles if they have to slam them on. What would they do if they created an accident that killed people that they're trying to protest about? You know,
it happens, you know.
Children and stuff. I mean, there's just I don't understand, but it's not protesting anymore. It's actually just riots.
And I have compassion on all people, but, you know, it's a trucker talk show. So, you know, this warning is really for you truckers more than anything. You know, you're really better off. And this is another reason why you need to keep that CB turned on, for the simple reason you can hear ahead that protesters are blocking as many truckers that come up on bad situations because they don't have their CB on. And the CB will save lives. So keep that CB on. Listen for the warnings. Check in with Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. And listen, we want to keep reminding everybody, winter's coming. Lord willing, it's going to start snowing soon. I think it already has in Montana. So what I would tell you is call us 516-387-1911. 516-387-1911. Give us traffic reports. We've had many people do that. Got any accidents, any ice, any black ice, any snowstorms that have kicked up, especially in those whiteout areas along the lakes and stuff like that in the northern states. Get any of that stuff, call Talk CDL. Okay, again, 516-387-1911. Give us the report. If you don't want us to put your name on the radio, we won't. But or the podcast. It's a podcast like a radio. But if you do, we'll absolutely have you on. And all y'all folks out there that are usually on the show, sorry that we've been doing it this way, but we've been kind of just doing little surprise shows and announcing it that day when we're doing it. We don't actually have an actual schedule for season 3. We're just doing it on the fly, which I really like, and a lot of people are liking it this way anyways. And real quick, I know Ruthanne's jumping out of her skin to say something. Let me say this. Tyler always tells everybody how you can be found here. Honestly, talkcdl.com. Check us out there. Don't forget iTunes. Go to iTunes. Just type in trucking shows, trucking podcasts, Talk CDL, any of that stuff, and you'll find us. We're like number one on iTunes. We got over 200 episodes all on iTunes. It's all free. Download us. Listen to us anytime you want. That way you're not streaming. Android, Stitcher, all those places. So like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TalkCDL or just go to Facebook and type in TalkCDL in the Facebook search engine. And we've got about 10,000 people following us there. Go on there. And we post things, Lord willing, every day. We upload some of the shows on there. And you can get involved, you know, with what. And we also post the show times every day on Facebook. And we put an article on there what we're going to be talking about. So check us out. Follow us. We love you for loving us. Ruth Ann, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if for some reason the podcast isn't going at that time and there is a weather report or an accident report or anything like that, go to the Facebook page and send it over to them so that it can be posted that way so that people can see if there's any kind of updates through weather or accidents or anything like that that needs to be getting out there.
Awesome. Johnny, you got a final thought?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say to all the trainers out there, my hat's off to you guys. No one really knows how hard you guys work and exactly what you do. But, you know, because of your efforts, a lot of you trainers out there, the roads are much safer because you're passing along all of your wisdom, all of your training to these new guys who need it so bad. So I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, good thought. How about you, Ruth Ann? You got a thought?
Be safe. That's about it right now.
All right. Well, she's a woman of very few words, at least right now. All right. Hey, my final thoughts are like they always are every day. We're live tomorrow. Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show. Again, we appreciate everybody out there that's a listener that's following us. We appreciate the comments on Facebook. We appreciate the messages and the suggestions. Keep them coming. We want to be part of your life. You know, we live and love trucking. Praise God for everything. Good night and God bless.